My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, getting a better idea of what we can do individually for our great health has become more and more important than any other time. Today, we're seeing a lot of younger people suffering with at one time old age geriatric health conditions. So we have to work a little harder today. And one of the best ways to do that is to know where to go, who to talk to, what questions to ask, and try not to do it on our own because, you know, we end up not being as successful sometimes because that way we really don't do our homework. So take the extra step, ask questions, even ask your medical practitioners, you know, and get their feedback and hopefully formulate an idea and a process that will make your life better and healthier than you've been in a long time. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the formulators, the company founders, the scientists, and the education individuals with every company so that everybody can learn. And that's the whole idea. I bring you the best so that you can formulate better ideas and better foundational information to make better choices for yourself and your family. If you tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, you'll hear the show live. If you can't tune in, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, not only because they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, not only because they have the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, but I think even more than that, it's that full service environment. It's the amazing feeling and peace of mind that this time around, your questions are going to be answered and you're going to feel better and get the results that you're looking for because that's what they're going to help you do. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, enter your email address, and you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and all that good stuff, and stay connected with the store. Well, I'm very excited today. I have a guest back that we haven't spoken in a while, and I'm so glad to have him back again. Daniel Chapman is with me today, and we're going to be talking about his line, Red Remedies. You know I talk about it. I mention products in his line because it's done really well. It's a very high-integrity line. If you haven't had the pleasure to hear Daniel before, a little background. Growing up around his family, Sunrise Health Food Store in Lansing, Illinois, Dan founded CEO Red Remedies and has lived in the world of natural products for his entire life. After graduating from Trinity Christian College with a BS in business management, he returned to Sunrise, bringing his passion for healthy living, fascination with the healing power of herbs, and belief in the importance of successful local business for a community with him. After expanding to 3 locations and seeing a need on his shelf for some specific nutritional products to better serve his customers, Mr. Chapman then expanded his focus on improving the lives of others by launching Red Remedies. Red Remedies has evolved into a leading natural health supplements provider, winning awards on 19 of its 30-plus products, and an advocate for a holistic approach to wellness. Today, with nationwide distribution, Red, which means to put in order, Remedies, is holding true to its pledge to provide customers with only the highest quality natural health solutions. So today we're definitely going to be talking about good things and information that I think is important, but we're going to be talking today about brain health. And I think that's really important. But first of all, I got to welcome my guest, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's so good to be back on the show with you today.
It's great to have you back. And I just think that it's amazing that we get to talk again, because I love your line. I've continued to recommend it, and I have a lot of friends that use it because your products work. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that when products are formulated from people with extreme amounts of passion, those products continue to be leading attention products in the marketplace.
Yeah, well, thank you. Certainly good to be back. And you're right. You know, you of all people will know the difference. Being a master herbalist and a doctor yourself, the difference between formulating a product to work with the body, the way the body works, rather than just putting some popular herbs together, that's part of the difference with our products is that formulation process is led by Stacy Littlefield, who has her master's in herbal medicine. And those little nuances oftentimes can make a tenfold difference in the results you're going to get with the product.
I remember when I met you the first time, and I was at a training dinner that you were doing with Stay Healthy many years ago, and you use these two words that really kind of stuck with me, and I was just reminded of them again. Results matter. And yes, that is never been more and more true today, because obviously we have some not so good players out there in the world today, and or in every part of our life. And, you know, when you find companies that really do things right and correctly, you want to hold on tight. It's like having a great doctor. You want to hold on tight. So, and I remember this from years ago, results matter, and it stuck with me.
Absolutely. You know, that's how my family really got into natural food. Is my mom was so sick back in the 1950s, forever ago now, and it was changing her life when it came to food and understanding different herbs and the way that they were going to improve the way that her body was functioning. Results did matter. Results were life or death for my mom and for so many other people since then. You know, when we're designing a formula that is intended to make a difference in somebody's life, results do matter. And so everything we've done at Red Remedies has been with that in mind. If we can't get the results that we're looking for, we've got to go back and figure it out. Designing a formula that has good marketing or might sell well is irrelevant to the cause. The whole point is it has to work. And so we're intently focused on that with everything we do.
Talk a little bit about, you know, and you mentioned this before, and you know, I've been blessed to work with the best in our industry. I'm over 40 years now in the field myself, so, you know, both of us have been around, we're kind of old dogs, we've been around for a long time, you know, and I've had the pleasure to work with the best of the best, and what I've learned is that it's really good to formulate something on paper or on a chalkboard, but putting it together and doing testing and making sure that not only do things work together and creating a testing protocol, but that the results that were in your mind and your heart when you formulated it really do come to fruition in the formulation that you put together. Because sometimes what we have in our head and what we put down, they don't always jive. And that's why there's testing and testing and all that stuff that goes on. But I know formulations are important to you, but I know testing is important to you too.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of things. As I look at an end result of making sure that everything we do is going to get the intended result for that individual that has the confidence to use a Red Remedies product, part of that is making sure that that product is clean and pure, and that the herb that we've selected to go in there is exactly everything we intended it to be. And so I believe in building relationships. We have lots of wonderful relationships all over the world with, you know, you might call them suppliers, but they're not. They're more than that. These are oftentimes families that have been growing and harvesting these herbs for generations. And so you build these relationships with people that are passionate about the specific thing that they do. But oftentimes, yeah, that is a long ways away from home. You know, home for me is in the Chicago area. I'm about an hour south of the city. But we have people that we buy herbs from in China and India and Europe and maybe even just the other side of the United States. And so when we come home, it's important to me that we hold that relationship or that supplier accountable. So you build trust, you build relationships, you come home and you verify And we do that because ultimately our responsibility is to that individual that uses our product. And I know oftentimes those people are sick just like my mom was. And we need to make sure that everything we're delivering is absolutely clean and pure. And so this process started for us really in day one, because if you look at the way FDA makes a mandate that dietary supplements be safe, the problem is they really don't define that well here in the United States. And so there's a European standard that's pretty good, where you test for about 520 pesticides. The U.S. standard, by the way, is basically E. coli, salmonella, some microbes, yeast, mold, that type of thing, maybe a few pesticides and four heavy metals. The standard is very, very low here in the U.S. But we even looked at that European standard and said there's so much missing there, so much more that we want to test for and probably feel like we ought to. You know, I know that our customers are concerned about anything that might come from Asia or China specifically. So we've developed a protocol that we use to test all of our products to ensure that they're absolutely pure. Red Remedy's products are all tested for 955 pesticides, industrial chemicals, solvents, I mean, you name it, 24 metals, not just, you know, the six toxic heavy metals. There's not a testing protocol, I would imagine, honestly, probably by any company that would rival what we're doing. And again, it's with that intention of, we know that we have good suppliers and amazing herbs in our formulas, and we know that the way we put them together and the amounts are perfect. We've been doing that a long time, but we also can guarantee that they're absolutely clean, pure, and safe. And that's a big deal, especially, you know, this year, people are concerned about glyphosates because of Roundup and everything that's going on there. So we're keenly aware of some things with pesticides that we weren't aware of before. Nowhere in that U.S. standard or even that European standard is glyphosate tested for. And so that's certainly part of our testing protocol, along with all kinds of other things that you probably wouldn't even imagine.
You know, the interesting thing is today people, you know, they run to the first word they know really well, which is organic. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in organic. Eat organic when you can. But, you know, I recommend organic for different reasons than most people recommend organic. Everybody somehow in their mind just thinks organic is just 10 times better and, you know, you have more nutrients and all that stuff. And the thing is, you do get a little bit probably a better assimilation and a better quality product. But I recommend organic for what's not in or on it. Because of the chemicals and all the stuff that are used. But even, like you said, even if you're using organic today, you know, it may be grown in a field where they don't use pesticides or preservatives or chemicals, but it's still, the plants are still breathing the air that has a lot of stuff in it as well. You know, so the thing is, I love that your testing procedure is there because you're protecting against the things that can be controlled. And you're also testing to see if any of the things that you can't control are affecting the raw products before you even use them. So that's very admirable.
Yeah, thank you. And you're exactly right. You know, oftentimes the herbs that we're getting, it's not even possible to certify it organic because it might be wildcrafted or comes from some very remote area. And so whether they're organic or not, organic is important to me, but whether or they're organic or not, it's important that we test to make sure that things are clean and pure because things can blow from one field to another. You know, industrial chemicals can run off from one place to another. We can have, you know, reactions with nuclear energy, and so we even test for obscure things like uranium because we know that if our product comes from somewhere around Japan, we want to make sure that it's something that's clean and pure for our customer.
And once again, you know, that just makes really good sense because, you know, today we want peace of mind. And I think a lot of people, you know, doing this as long as I have, and I think that a lot of people have come over to the pharmaceutical and the drugstore side because that's what they've been told they should do. But then the people come over to our side of the fence and they're a little apprehensive, but then they'll try something like one of your remedies and all of a sudden they're just like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe how much differently I feel. And I think that there's that aha moment at that point in time that, of course, not all of the products in our industry are made the same. There's some great products. We know this in our industry. Great.
Certainly.
But there's also some that are okay. And I'll be really honest with you. You know, I just got back from Expo just a little while ago. And, you know, I'll get business cards from hundreds of companies. But I may like them. I'll never say a bad thing about them, but I may not do a radio show with them because I don't love them. Because I like to work with companies that where people tune into my show and been listening to me for 35 years, they know that if someone is on my station, on my show with me, they have and are continually looking for the benefit for the consumer and proving themselves and bettering themselves and updating formulas and, you know, and continuing to go and not sitting back on their laurels, but continually doing new things as they're applicable and relevant. And those are the companies that I like to interview because don't we want the best of the best? I mean, when a new smartphone comes out, we want the best, biggest, reddest, ripest thing we can get. You know, we want the best of everything, yet we'll grab something off a drugstore shelf and not think twice until we see something dramatically change. And then we click and realize how much quality and integrity and looking on the other side that we may have never thought about really is something we should be considering. And I've seen people light bulb right above their head in the middle of a conversation, and they're just like, oh, I get it.
Absolutely. You know, I know I hear on TV an ad, you know, that says verified by USP or US Pharmacopeia, and I'm thinking, well, that's a good thing in a lot of people's mind, but in my mind, that's a reason not to choose that one because that standard is incredibly low.
Exactly.
So you can be sure that with Red Remedies, our products work because we're focused on that. You can be sure that they're pure because we're equally focused on that. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you can also buy from a family-owned company. We're not a multinational conglomerate, and that's part of what gives us this flexibility to do what we believe is right or what is best, you know, for that person that buys and uses our product.
Well, you know, I remember the first time that I met you and I talked to Marge, and Marge says, you know, you got to see this line because Marge has been in the field longer than I have, and we are really a long time, you know, but she'll tell me, she'll say, because she does so much research, she will say, I have researched this company, and this company is awesome. It is this and this, and they do this, and they have this, and I'm just like, okay. She goes, we have to talk with them and do radio with them, because this is the kind of stuff that I want customers to be able to know is available. And you know, if you can get by her, not only is that amazing, because she is a stickler for quality, integrity, consistency, you know, because it's okay to have a company that comes out with something good, but if it's not good the next time and it's only good every other time, it's kind of makes it hard to recommend it. It's kind of like when you have that favorite restaurant and you send all your friends there and the food is terrible, you know, so it's frustrating. We like the consistency. And you know, even after the couple years it's been since you and I've talked, the line has just continued to do really, really well, and the products are still very relevant.
Outstanding. Well, and do you know that I'll be in your area soon on May 15th at 6 p.m. to do a lecture at the Summerlin Library?
No, I did not know that. That'll be great.
On the topic of breaking the cycle of stress, anxiety, and depression.
Awesome.
May 15th. So you can go to Stay Healthy and learn more about that as well.
Oh, that's really good. What date was that?
That's May 15th at 6 p.m. at the Summerlin Library.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure they have information there at the store. That'll be good because, you know, it's really great to be able to inform people. And, you know, I do so much radio and webinars and podcasts and all that kind of stuff because I don't think we can ever have enough information out there and good information. There's plenty of information, but sometimes some of the things in the articles I read, I think to myself, oh, my goodness. And, you know, if we're desperate enough and frustrated enough, we'll try whatever sounds good. And that's not always good for the consumer.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit. I know we are going to kind of segue into your product, the Brain Awakening. And, you know, when I talk to baby boomers today and I talk to people that are, let's say, over 40, it used to be like over 60 and now it's like 40. The first thing that they want to talk about is they want to talk about something that's going to help them with both stress. But, you know, people are afraid about more than anything else is losing our mind, losing our memory, losing our cognitive function. And I come from a family. My grandmother had dementia. Her five sisters had either Alzheimer's or dementia. It scares me. And considering I talk and think for a living, you know, I have to be able to correspond and remember, and I don't have time to dig things up. I've got to be able to keep my files clear and open. And I'll be the first to admit, it does scare me quite a bit. So when we talk about the brain, even though I may be doing the interviewing, I'm also doing the listening and taking notes.
Yeah, well, and I think I'm right there with you. And the people that I talk to, you know, it's hard maybe to prioritize what's the most important thing in your body. But I think it's pretty fair to say that the brain is probably the most important organ in my body. I need to make sure and want to make sure that my brain is sharp all the way through to the end. And so if I have to prioritize anything, you know, that is it. And I like to talk about brain health as more than just memory, right, or focus and concentration. Sometimes we, like, you know, slice these things up and talk about these components. I'd much rather talk about it as cognition, because cognition is the whole of brain health. It's that process of knowing, being aware, thinking, learning, judging, making decisions. That's cognition. And so while I know a lot of people are focused on memory or focused on just the ability to focus during the day and think, it's much more than that. And so Brain Awakening is a formula that is designed to strengthen and improve, or maybe even just say maintain health through a lifetime of good cognition. And that's the place to start in my mind.
But won't you admit also that a lot of people just think that the brain is just for remembering? And for those moments when they walk into a room and forget what they did, or they're taking a test and they're trying to recall everything they've been studying, that's kind of what we think the brain does. But obviously it does a lot of other things, but we're not really taught all the things that the brain does. So it's a good point. I like where you're coming with this.
Yeah, there's so much more. We realize it's the brain and stress there that kind of creeps into those anxieties, or maybe even fears, or depression, or we don't even think about it this way, but our brain can manufacture the sensation of pain in the body. The brain is involved in everything, and if it's not functioning well, you know, the rest of your physical body might be healthy, but you're still not going to have a great life. So the brain is vitally important for my emotions and the way I feel, in addition to can I remember your name and your phone number, or that type of thing. So there's a lot going on in the brain, and we need to make sure, again, that's why I go back to cognition, because that includes all of that, the whole of brain health. And so, so we've designed a formula like everything we do for your listeners that don't really know Rad Remedies well yet. We're a formula company. I believe in the power of a formula to solve a health problem so much more than a single ingredient. And that doesn't make like a single herb or a single mineral, you know, good or bad in and of themselves. But our bodies are complex, and the brain is no different. And we can do a much better job putting together a very well-crafted formula to solve that problem or to maintain health than if I just talked about one ingredient. And Brain Awakening is no different. It's a really wonderful formula. And so maybe you want to just dive into some of those ingredients so we can talk to your listeners about what is in it and then how it all works together.
That would be wonderful, because your formulas are very eclectic and they're really well put together. So please jump in.
So the first ingredient in Brain Awakening is actually a very simple one. It's magnesium. Everybody is familiar with magnesium, but we've got to listen up a little bit on this one. I just mean that the scientific community has learned so much about magnesium specific to the brain, information that we were completely unaware of, you know, 15 and 20 years ago. But magnesium is essential for brain health. And that hasn't been common knowledge. The thing that we've determined in that is there is one single form of magnesium that has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. So we know that there's this barrier between your brain and your body, right? Because we protect the brain, because without the brain, nothing works. So we're protective of that. And in that same way, our brain only allows one form of magnesium to come up. And so we know that there's a lot of forms of magnesium that our bodies use well, magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate. We could go on and on about all these forms that work throughout the body, you know, 300-plus different chemical reactions that magnesium is involved in. But crossing that blood-brain barrier, magnesium L-threonate is the only one that's allowed in. It's the only one that has that special key. And magnesium L-threonate is brand new as of about, you know, a little over 10 years ago. It's not a form that anybody had ever looked at. There was a brain researcher that was looking at brain functioning and tried to figure out what happens as the brain declines in cognition and function over time. And he correlated brain decline, brain function decline, directly with the level of magnesium in the brain. And he's the one that discovered this unique form called magnesium L-threonate. And so when chelated, or, you know, when you take that threonate and attach it to magnesium as that carrier, they found that when you take that in a supplement, so this capsule form, within 6 hours, you can trace the level of magnesium into the brain. That's how quickly, when you take it into the body, it goes right up into the brain. So we call it brain magnesium. And there are some pretty remarkable studies that have been done showing what putting a healthy level of magnesium back into our brains would do. Right now, we all know that magnesium is the number one mineral that we're deficient in the body. The same is true of the brain. And so one of the first studies we found is that taking a healthy 30-year-old population group, so this one catches my attention, right? Because as we get a little older, I sure hope we can get some improvement. But
amen.
We can improve short and long-term memory for a healthy 30-year-old population group. That's the first one that caught my attention.
You know, the nice thing about this product, and of course we'll talk more about what else is in it, but the thing that I like is you can start using this anytime. You know, let's say that you've been, you know, experiencing some problems, you're upper in your ages and you're noticing some cognitive focus issues, you can use it. If you're somebody that's younger and you do a lot of focal work, you're like myself, you're on computers all the time and you're having to recall information, or you work a job where it's just never ending the amount of things you have to do and remember, you're an advocate. You're someone who is going to work really well with this product. You know, so there's a lot of different people that are going to benefit from this from all different areas. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. One of the kind of core things that we're seeing that magnesium L-threonate does in the brain is it restores or increases synaptic density. Okay, so we've got 100 billion neurons in the brain, which are your brain cells, but all of those are connected by synapses. And as these synapses lose density, which unfortunately they do as we age, our brain is at optimal or peak level at age 25, and there seems to be a natural decline from there on out. And so as the density of these synapses decreases, that's where we kind of lose some of our sharpness, our ability to make decisions and think and recall and all of that. Magnesium L-threonate restores the density to those synapses, which is critical. Once we get density back, all of a sudden the brain information is flowing back and forth and decisions are able to be made, and I'm able to remember your name and my phone number and the address and all of these different things that are going on. So that's kind of at the core of what we're seeing, and that has resulted in all kinds of other wonderful benefits in the brain.
The other thing that I've noticed about your formulas is I have a lot of people that I'll send them to Stay Healthy and I'll say, go grab this one, you know, because they're all really good. And they'll say, well, I'm already using a full vitamin program. I'll say, you can take this above and beyond. It plays very, very well. And it gets along with the other things that you're using, but it's going to work particularly in the area for the individual formula that it's created for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the first questions I get with this one is, well, should I stop taking the other magnesium that I'm taking? And I say, absolutely not, mm-hmm. because I'm sure the other magnesium you're using is what I would call body magnesium. Your muscles need it. The cardiovascular system needs it, on and on. So keep taking that. You would add this magnesium back to it. And by the way, there is no concern, zero, of stomach upset or indigestive issues or you know, diarrhea that could happen with too much body magnesium. This magnesium goes right up into the brain. If you remember what I just said a few moments ago, within 6 hours we can trace this into the brain. It's highly chelated. It doesn't stay in the digestive tract. It gets absorbed into the bloodstream and right up into the brain. So take this in addition to whatever magnesium you're getting in your multi or maybe a, you know, a multi-mineral, that type of thing.
Now, I know we're going to talk about the other ingredients, but is this something you take with food or without food? Does it matter? Do you have a preference for your formula getting into my body, say? Is there a better delivery way of taking it?
That's a great question, because usually with minerals, we would normally say, please take it with food, because any extra stomach acid is going to help with that chelation process and absorption. Brain awakening is a little bit different in the sense that this is a very specific patented form of magnesium that is so highly chelated, we actually don't need your digestive system to help. And for that perspective, you can take it with food or without food. It makes zero difference. And so I actually don't have a preference here. Whatever is easiest for the user.
Now, what about age restrictions? You know, a couple questions I like to apply to the line. You know, is this an adult formula?
We do call it an adult formula. And the reason I do that is just because I always like to be able to point to something to prove what I'm going to say, right? And mm-hmm. so I can't today point to any research in children that would tell me what it does or doesn't do. And so for that reason, I feel like I can't in good conscience say, you know, children should use it. And we know that young children are not just small adults. Their bodies do metabolize different and function different. And so I'm comfortable with teenagers, even young teenagers. Mm-hmm. I just don't have anything to back up what I would say if we get younger than that.
Okay. And one more.
Magnesium.
Right, right. And one other question that I think is kind of changed since you and I have done shows together. You know, most formulations that are in our industry are formulated for a weighted woman of, let's say, you know, 100 to 130 pounds, and men maybe from 145 to 180. You know, a lot of these things are formulated for certain weights, but the world has changed. People are bigger. People carry more weight on their frames. Are your products things that should follow the directions and maybe at the beginning to get started? But what if you are a larger person, more weight on your frame? Can you increase your dose?
Another great question. On this one, because this is focused on the brain and the way the brain works, the brains don't actually vary in size significantly.
Great.
So for that reason, 4 capsules a day is the full dose on this. I like to take 2 in the morning, 2 more in the afternoon or evening. It doesn't matter the size of your body with brain awakening. Everybody would take the same dose. And we do find that 4 a day is the best clinical dose we can find. It works very, very well at that dose. I've not seen any reason to take more. Mm-hmm. But I also really, I'm not a huge advocate of taking less. That seems to be the sweet spot. 2 capsules in the morning, 2 more in the afternoon or evening.
Now, this also has amla in there. It also has lion's mane. I love lion's mane. And, you know, I did a lot of work. When I went back to school, I did a lot of studying on lion's mane. And I think it's phenomenal. I'm surprised that everybody out there is not using lion's mane in one way or another because of the amazing amount of good research. Thank you for putting it in here.
I agree with you on that as well. I think everybody should be using lion's mane. It's an incredibly safe mushroom, and it has some unbelievable abilities. You know, we consider lion's mane to be neuroprotective, so it's going to protect that neuron or that brain cell. It's neuroregenerative, so it's going to help regenerate neurons. And this is important because we know that cells in our body, neurons included, they die off every day, and new ones are being created every day. It's kind of the life cycle within our body. And it's really important that our body has the ability to produce healthy neurons that have a normal lifespan, if you will, within our brain, and that they don't die off prematurely. And all kinds of things can happen and go wrong at that cellular level. Lion's mane has this unbelievable ability to make sure that life cycle is healthy and normal and exactly the way it's supposed to be. So incredibly strong nutrition for the neuron and the whole nervous system for that matter.
You know, and it is used around the world in many different places. And once again, you know, people may be saying lion's mane, what is that? You know, it's a mushroom. I guess we would classify it as a mushroom. True?
True, absolutely.
And a lot of people are like, well, I've never heard of that. You know, I eat mushrooms on my pizza. Is it the same thing? Well, no. So
it's an interesting looking
mushroom. Sure is.
You know, we can all envision what a lion's mane looks like. That's where it got its name. If you look at it, it looks a bit like the mane of a lion. So we use what is known as the fruiting body, which is the part of the mushroom above the ground that you can see. And Yeah, it's been used for so many years. Some of the other studies that have been done in this is it reduces amyloid plaque buildup, which is important for brain function. It improves cognitive function. It actually helps with anxiety and depression, improves concentration. It's just one of those incredible herbs for, again, not just the neuron, but the whole nervous system.
Do we have any no-no people that can't use this formula?
No, there are not. This is one of those formulas, again, because we all have a brain, and all of our brains have the same exact needs. This formula, Brain Awakening, is really like nourishment for the brain. And so even the magnesium L-threonate and the lion's mane, they work well together. And the reason they do is that lion's mane seems to be more focused on the nerve, the neuron, the brain cell. Magnesium L-threonate has a little bit more of a focus on increasing the connection for those neurons, that synaptic density. Both of those things are essential for the brain to work. And that's why sometimes you might take lion's mane alone, and when you add the magnesium L-threonate to that, it's like all of a sudden it's a whole new game, because you've given it what it needs to complement its own function.
I like that. That's well put. You know, I think today we're seeing that a lot of us, you know, a lot of people go to school when they're younger, they go to school, they get out of college, they're in their 20s. But our world has changed dramatically. I talk to people all the time whose companies want them to go back to school to take classes. They want to send them for graduate school. Some people are changing jobs, and all of a sudden they tell them that they have to take, you know, 4 or 5 courses at college. And the first thing people will tell me, they'll say, Jeff, this is crazy. I can't remember what I'm reading at the bottom of the page. I've never been really, really good with my cognitive skills, and now I'm 55 years old and going back to school, and, you know, I need to give my body some good energy. And the first thing I always tell them is, I say, make sure you're eating well, you know, make sure your diet is, you know, anti-inflammatory, you know, plenty of the Mediterranean kind of foods, and make sure you're hydrating, make sure that you're increasing your blood flow, and, you know, doing some kind of cardiovascular activity, getting a good night's rest, balancing your stress. Those are all things we should be doing anyway. And then I start to make some recommendations. This is going to be something I'm going to recommend, because I think it really makes sense.
Yeah, you know, you just hit a couple of key things. Stress, anxiety, depression. It's the whole reason I've been talking so much the last couple of years on that topic, because people need to know what to do. Everybody I know is feeling one or two, if not all three, of those issues in their bodies. And there are absolutely ways that we can support our bodies physically to help with those issues. So if you need to learn more about those topics, go to Stay Healthy Health Foods and ask about the seminar I'm going to do on May 15th, and they'll give you some information on it.
I think that's a really good idea. This question was asked to me one time before, because I know somebody, a friend of mine, was using your gout product, the Gaucha, and they were doing really well. And they asked me this question. They said, there's like 2 or 3 other products in the line that I really like. Are they meant to work together?
Great question. You can stack, is maybe the best way to say it, our products on top of each other if as needed. Now, I hope there's no listener that needs 6 of our products, because that sounds like a lot to stack. But it's common for people to use 2 or maybe 3, or in some cases even 4 of them, depending on what it is that's going on in their body and what needs to be supported. You know, and we make products for all kinds of different things. We've got immune lines and cardiovascular products and allergies, and, you know, you talked about our Gouch formula for uric acid levels. We've got, you know, other products for body structure, whether that's, you know, bones or joints or muscles or, you know, pain management and that type of thing. And you know, it's common for people to have a variety of issues going on. And so, yes, you absolutely can add some of these products together. And the beautiful thing about that, because they're all formulas, while you might be taking 3 Red Remedies products, I mean, if you did that yourself, you'd have like 15 bottles of different products in your pantry, maybe even more.
Very, very, very true. Do you ever get to the point when you think, okay, I've created everything I can create, and then you think to yourself, oh, now what about this? And then something else comes up. I think it's never ending, because I think we're all, companies as well as us as humans, we're all works in progress.
Oh, there's so much more to do. And to be honest, we're really slow at making things as a brand. It takes us sometimes a couple of years to come out with a new product because we do it so differently. Again, we aren't just taking, you know, six popular ingredients, you know, or even six ingredients that might have good research and throw them together. That's not the way that you formulate for the body. Everything we do is designed to nourish the body, support all the body systems involved in that specific issue, and ultimately, at the end of the day, create balance in the body, because balance is perfection, right? Balance is actually what we're after when it comes to the way our body works. And sometimes I find when I say the word balance, the listener, you know, is like, oh, really? All I get is balance? I want more than that. But you know, hang on a minute. We gotta think about it. Balance in blood pressure or temperature or blood sugar or hormones, balance is exactly perfection. And when we're there, we don't have symptoms, we don't have disease, we don't have all this stuff, and we have tons of energy physically and mentally. That's exactly where we want to be, is balance within the body.
Well, I think we've just learned how to accept mediocrity in our health. And I think many of us have just learned to, you know, just kind of think that that's the way it is. That's the way we're going to have to do it. And that's the way we're going to have to live our life. And, you know, that's all right. You know, we use the excuse, well, I'm getting older. You know, I didn't take care of myself. So these are some of the prices I need to pay. And, you know, and I think to myself sometimes, why aren't you fighting? What happened to that fighting person that I used to know that never used to settle for mediocrity, and now you're just kind of welcoming it? And, you know, I think somewhere along the line, we just kind of, life just kind of beats us down a little bit. And I think maybe we just don't realize that we still have a lot of fight in us, and there's still a lot of alternatives and compliments that we have not even experienced.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Life is tough and life is busy, but we, especially in what we do, we can't give up. We can't compromise. Compromise is not okay by me. And I bring it all back to my mom, who, you know, she's gone to heaven, and I'm happy for that. She lived a really wonderful life, but she's what drives me. I know my mom was sick as a young lady, and compromise was not okay. And so it's my goal to help as many people like my mom as I possibly can with whatever health issue they're dealing with. And so we won't compromise for results. We won't compromise purity. We won't do any of that for your benefit. And I hope that your listeners get to experience one of our formulas and the way they work. And I do absolutely believe it'll make a difference for them.
Now, once again, if you are using medications on a daily basis, you know, the normal medications, blood pressure, blood sugar, all those kind of things, is this a product you should discuss with your medical practitioner?
Always. Mm-hmm. That really is important to do. Mm-hmm. I am not a doctor, so I have no, you know, legal authority to even answer that question properly, you know. So we definitely recommend that you go to your doctor, ask them, what herbs should I stay away from with the medication that I'm on? And that's generally how I think people ought to frame it, because sometimes if you go to a doctor and you say, can I use this, if they don't know anything about it, they tend to say no. I think it's a little bit better go to the doctor, your pharmacist, and get that list of things that you should not use, and that way you know what to look for.
You know, and I agree as well. I'm a big advocate of, you know, and I think this is really important. I do this with a lot of people, because when you go to a new doctor, you know, you sit there and you fill out a clipboard of 55 pages there, and you're trying to remember everything you're using and every medication you may be using and what milligram it was and how many times a day you take it. And I'm a huge advocate with computers today to keep a running list, of all your vitamins, what you take per day, your medications, the dosage, you know, and keep it so you can update it, print it, keep one in your purse, one in your wallet, one in your car. And when you go to a new doctor or you happen to be in the emergency room, you can take one out and say, here's everything I'm on. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it, because you know at that point in time, you're not thinking clearly. And mm-hmm. You can say, here, put this in my file. And every time you go to a doctor, say, I'm giving you this to put in the file so you have an update of everything I'm using, because they may not know the other doctor's recommendations that you're getting or the other drugs that you're on from another doctor. Some people go to 3, 4, 5, 6 doctors, and the right hand never knows what the left hand is doing. And this way, everybody's on the same page, if you will.
Yeah, in our world of specialists, that is very important.
True.
Good advice.
Very, very, very true. I think that it just makes better sense because, you know, overdosing on medications can happen very innocently when they're recommending something that because they didn't know you were on something from another doctor and you didn't think that it was something you should recommend. And, you know, Dan, we come from a time also when people used to not tell their doctors they were using vitamins.
You're exactly right. So I think it's important to keep everybody informed. And, you know, I've found that many doctors are not opposed, especially when they get to learn a little bit about it and they get to be a part of the process. You know, that we need good doctors to be a part of this process so we can all understand what's going on inside our bodies and get to the level of health that we're working to achieve.
Now, this product is well put together, and it's going to be very easily digested and very assimilable for people and bioavailable and all that good stuff, as all your products are. What should people look for when they use the Brain Awake?
Yeah, you know, one of the first things that people that are using Brain Awakening will tell us, and this is for healthy individuals that say, you know, I really don't have a problem with focus or memory or that type of thing, but they're going to find that the first thing that improves for them is better recall for names and numbers. That's what they generally find. And you know what's kind of funny is those individuals use this product for, you know, 3 or 4 months, and then after a little while, because it's a brain formula, it's difficult sometimes to know, is that really working or am I just making that up? And so it's pretty common for that healthy individual to then quit, and about 3 months later they'll come back and like, oh, I think I need to take that again. I can tell the difference. Now, for individuals that are experiencing some trouble, whether it's more, you know, like emotions with some level of anxiety or just, you know, concern that tends to wash over them, or some more serious memory and that type of thing, they'll tend to feel the results much faster just because it's more dramatic for them. So it's a formula that... you know, generally within 30 days. And again, for some of those other issues, maybe even you feel it a little bit faster.
You know, people are, you know, and I, don't get me wrong, I love my laptops. I have many of them around my house in my studio. I love my smartphone. But I swear to God, I think they made me dumber. I really do think that because I used to be able to rattle off phone numbers and email addresses and all that stuff right off the tip of my tongue. And all of a sudden, I found a place to regurgitate all that into a device. So I never had to think about it again. And believe me, I never thought about it again. And I really didn't reality kind of slap me in the face until one day when I lost my phone and I knew no numbers, none. I couldn't remember any of the numbers because I conditioned my brain to push a button. And I think this is a lot more common out there than we want to admit.
Yeah, you know, we need to exercise that brain muscle. And also, all of that technology and the busyness of our lives, it causes our brains to spend energy. And that's why I get back to that magnesium, L-threonate. Magnesium is a mineral that our body spends. And so the more stress, the more work that's being done, and you think about our brains, which are flipping from one issue to another, to another, to another, and we don't take the time or even have the time to be quiet and rest, our brains as well as our bodies are burning much more magnesium today than we ever used to. And then you add to that issue the fact that we are deficient anyway. Our food is deficient in magnesium in a significant way. And that's where this product becomes so important. And it's the reason that healthy 30-year-old population group can experience results with Brain Awakening. They experience results because even what we would consider to be healthy young person is not at the top of their game. They can get better because they're deficient in these nutrients. The brain is not functioning the way it ought to. And so when you start to feed the brain, nourish, we support, we create balance, it's just so different than what we're used to.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one 100% as well. You know, a lot of people today are asking, you know, about cognitive function and recall and memory. And I mentioned this earlier, but I do think it's a big fear. And if you are someone like myself that comes from that family, you know, you may not voice it or, you know, vocally say it out loud other than in your mind, but, you know, you're always wondering, you know, when is this going to hit me? When's the ball going to drop? And am I going to have any notice? You know, are the things I'm doing now going to make a difference? Because these people did not do anything for this and I'm doing a lot. Am I going to have a better chance? And I think that's kind of what we think. That's what I think.
and that's one of the reasons for amla, is one of the ingredients in here, is it has this property that's adaptogen-like. Mm-hmm. It's not a full-fledged adaptogen, if your listener is familiar with that term. But what amla will do is it protects the brain and the body against the negative effects of stress. And stress is so damaging to our brain and our body, and this amla is remarkable at that. It's an incredibly potent antioxidant, defined as a cascading antioxidant. What that means is it has the ability to stay active in our brain and in our body for long periods of time, quenching free radicals one after another after another. Mm-hmm. So these free radicals that create damage and destruction within the brain and the body, amla is there to protect. So it kind of gets rid of, eats up all of those free radicals so they can't create any havoc within the brain. Amla is remarkable at that. It's considered a potent neuroprotective, a brain protective antioxidant.
Dan, I want to thank you so much for being here today. We went right through the breaks. I can't believe how fast this went. Thank you so much for coming back on the show again. I have really, really missed your knowledge. And of course, I've continued to support your line, but it's a lot of fun when I get to chat with you again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and for your audience, please come out May 15th at 6 o'clock to the Summerlin Library. More information, of course, at Stay Healthy Health Foods. Thanks, Doctor. It's been great to be with you today.
Be well, my friend. My best to your family.
Thank you.
My guest today, Daniel Chapman, here representing Red Remedies. And, of course, we had done shows years ago, and now Dan is back. It's great. And we get to talk about his wonderful line of products. They're very eclectic. They're well put together, and they're very, very high integrity. The product we talked about today is called Brain Awakening. And who doesn't need a little bit of jump start there? I do. I admit it. I need the jump start. So I'm going to give this one a shot. All the products from Red Remedies are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area. They're also in their fourth decade. When you go to Stay Healthy, you'll notice a lot of things different. Amazing, knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, a great selection of only the highest quality products, great prices every day, and a full service environment. You're going to notice the difference right away when you get to talk with people that are there to answer your questions and give you great, wonderful, healthy advice. And they do it with great passion. And there's nothing better than getting our questions answered. There's nothing worse than, you know, or not taking the time to ask those questions, but bring your questions with you to Stay Healthy. Also, if you do speak Spanish, there's three people at the store that can work with you, Lisa, Rosie, and Esther, that speak fluent Spanish. So I like to throw that out there every once in a while. There's people that feel more comfortable speaking Spanish. No big deal. I don't think I could help you. All I can do is order food in Spanish, so I would be no help. But there are three people there that would be able to help you. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. When Wayne founded his store, he founded it on the idea of an information-based store. And that's exactly what it is today. You know, information, education, knowledge, great service, everything, every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. That's on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, right in the Smith Plaza. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to give their Facebook a thumbs up. You'll start getting daily posts of awesome information every single day. And while you're at it, make sure to go to their webpage. And go there frequently, because there's industry articles on the homepage that are ever-changing. And if you just take the time to read those every time you go, you're going to be that much farther ahead in your great knowledge quest of better knowledge and more usable information. Their webpage is stayhealthylasvegas.com. I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your day to be here and, you know, to share your morning with me and have Daniel Chapman back on the show again and remind you about this wonderful line of Red Remedies that's available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning is when we meet every day, 8 to 9. Get yourself a beverage, tune in, hopefully tune in live. But if you can't, it's okay. It's all good. We're a 24-hour town here in Las Vegas, so we have to have alternatives for you to listen. How do we do that? Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply go to the webpage, click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Make sure to like my page, pass it on, get everybody you know to like it. I'll answer your questions right on the page. Have a great day, everyone. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.